From hot topics to hot celebrities, it's the Gail King Show. Now, here's Gail.
It is a cliche, and I know he's heard it a gazillion times, but I can't help it. What am I possibly going to say, Nelly? It's getting hot in here. You know who I'm talking about. He has sold 30 million albums, thank you very much, and singles in less than 10 years. He is number three on Billboard's best-selling artist of the 2000s, that whole decade. Has a new album out called 5.0. What does it feel like to perform and have everybody know every word? Well, there's only one person in the studio who knows that feeling. That would be you, Nelly. Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
I am so excited that you were here because your album 5.0, you just decided to skip 2, 3, 4 and just go 5.0.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, 5.0?
Well, I felt like obvious. I'm a huge car guy. And one of my favorite movies growing up was the movie called Menace to Society. And
yes, and
in this movie, the guy by the name of Kane, he had just got his new Mustang, and he just felt so proud. And when I was watching that was I fell in love with that car. I was just like, man, maybe if I get one of those, I can get a girl like that too. So I just always wanted one. But by the time I was able to afford it, they stopped making it.
Oh.
And I was actually had previous relationships with Ford that I had been doing different events, and I got a chance to go up to the Ford compound and everything in Detroit and got a chance to sit down and talk to some of the people. And we had the head guy come in there, a guy by the name of Farley, and he's supposed to come in and just stick his head in and say hi, but we got to talking and he stayed for about an hour and a half. And
because that's what you do to people.
Well, we just got to chatting it up like old buddies, and I mentioned about the 5.0, like, what happened to it, why you didn't bring it back? And he asked me, did I think it would work? And I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I think it would work. You know, I know one guy that would buy one now.
Wow.
You know, so we were able to, bring back the 5.0 Mustang. And
do you have one?
Yes, I do.
And what color is it?
It's all black.
Is it fully loaded?
Fully loaded, black on black.
Does it have FM radio?
Yes, XM radio.
Oh, XM radio. I like it, Nelly. Yeah. I like it. But before we get into your new music, which I love, 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 by the way, I want to take a trip down memory lane. And when I was listening, it made me realize how much I miss you.
Wow.
Here you go, Scott. Your montage. Scott put this together for you. Okay. Let's go. Love this song over and over again. Over and over again. You and Tim McGraw. I used to love this too.
You don't know what you mean to me.
No matter what I do, all I think about is you. I know, isn't that great?
That's great.
Isn't he good?
He's good. He's real good. I'm going to have to use him for a show or something.
So do you remember the first time, Nelly, you heard yourself on the radio?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you were and what that felt like?
Well, the very first time I heard myself on the radio, it was in St. Louis. And
of course.
It was before we even, like, really got a deal. We were working the local angle, and we were able to convince one of the DJs in St. Louis to put our song on. And I was riding. I was actually working at UPS at the time.
You were working at UPS?
Yeah, I used to load the trucks at UPS.
You used to wear a brown uniform?
No. You had to work there for almost 10 years to get the brown uniform.
Really? I didn't realize that.
If you made it to the brown uniform, you were making some paper.
Okay. So you were loading the trucks?
I used to load the trucks and things. And I was riding home from work. No, riding to work. And it was like, my job used to start at like 3:45 in the morning. And it was like 2-something in the morning. And he put it on, and I almost bust a U-turn because I was like, I made it. I quit now. You know?
Yes.
But
yes.
It was a great feeling, definitely.
No, it's a really good feeling. It is so good to see you because you have such a good history of music, and you've been gone for a while. And how have you been doing? How have you been feeling?
I've been
really
good.
Worried about you because I feel you've been up and you've been down. I mean, emotionally is what I'm thinking.
That's the biggest part because obviously, you know, we can have our own plan.
Yes.
But life can have a different plan for us. So it's about making that adjustment and trying to find a balance between your plan and life's plan and try to make it come together. And like you say, I've been through a lot probably over the last past 5 years that kind of put me in an awkward situation as far as just trying to prioritize things.
Yes.
So, but again, you know, what doesn't kill you makes
you
stronger.
Make you stronger. You are absolutely right about that. And you know, the list of BET's list of top 10 rappers of the century didn't have your name on the list. And I looked at this list and I go, what's the matter with them? And I was asking you about it and you go, yeah, but there's no one I wouldn't take off. So you don't look at this list and get personally offended.
Well, I'm not going to say I don't get personally offended.
Oh, okay.
But I'm
not
saying
who's... You admit you deserve to be on the list.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think... Only because I felt like I worked for it. I don't feel like you should give me anything. I just feel like, yo, I don't want anybody to give me anything. I just felt like the work should speak for itself. And because I felt like I represent my whole area,
you know you do.
I feel like I came the furthest. I came from a city where nobody was checking from. I didn't have a platform of some of the other rappers that kind of had the platform. Not that they don't deserve it, but, you know, I didn't have a major producer to bring me out. I didn't have a major act to bring me out. I had no one to co-sign for me. It just was Nelly and the St. Lunatics, St. Louis.
Yes.
Love them or leave them. You know what I'm saying? And we were able to make it work. So
you're saying, I'm not saying anybody should come off, but you do admit you deserve to be there.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember when there was a big controversy about rap music, and I've always felt so bad about this. Because Nelly was, you were sort of held up. And remember when he did that video where they took the credit card and slid it down the girl's butt? I mean, I bet if you had to do that over, you would make a different choice, wouldn't you?
Well, again, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I feel like me going through that and me having a chance to say how I feel about it, because this was my thing. I felt like I have worlds of fans. I love all my fans.
Yeah.
I have children fans, but I have adult fans too.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And sometimes you make programs. It's kind of like movies. It's kind of like putting an R rating and putting a PG rating on it. Mm-hmm. You know, but your creativity is dust. Yeah. So, you know, I felt like it was something that was made for adults because it was made for an adult program. It was a program that BET had that you had to be 17 years
or older. And
they played
it after midnight.
Yeah, you had to be 17 years or older to watch. And, you know, after midnight, it came on at like 2 a.m, you know. So I never thought that, you know, it wasn't like I tried to put it on 106 and Park and midday for the kids. I felt like, yo, this was for my adult fans. And the show was executive produced by a female. And I just didn't see anything wrong with it. I was like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, I go to adult clubs. You know, I'm sorry. I'm a grown man. I've been to bachelor parties before.
I remember doing a thing at Spelman. And one of the women said, whenever Nelly sound comes on, I just stop dancing. And a record executive called me up and blasted me because he said, that was so wrong of you, Gail, not to call her on that. You know damn well she doesn't just stop blasting. You know damn well she doesn't do that. And you let her say that about Nelly and you didn't stick up for him. He shall remain nameless, Kaiser. But he said that was so wrong. And especially Nelly's being blamed for something that was years ago that was adult. He read me the riot act. Yeah. And I said, I know, Kaiser, you're right. I should have said something because I love Nelly. I should have said something. So I've always regretted that day, and he let me have it.
I appreciate it.
I want you to know, because you know how I feel about you.
There's nothing you could ever do to change my feelings about you.
No.
You have been a Nelly supporter.
No, from the beginning.
Day one. And
I would have worn apple bottom jeans if my apple bottom hadn't gotten so big and I can't get in them. I would have worn it. But here is Nelly with the latest song that I love, love, love. Let's hear it, Scott. Love, love, love.
I swear now I can't take it. Know somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that.
Should've put it down.
I still feel it. I see a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My lover, my life, my shorty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that
here we go.
I was thinking about her.
This is such a pretty song.
Thank you.
It was only just a dream.
I think it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and they have a part there. I'm going to play that for just a second, but when I heard this part, it made me think of my mom. For you, I was wondering if you were thinking of your sister. Let me hear this part, Scott, cut number two.
If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. And now they're gone and you wish you could give them everything.
Were you thinking of your sister? I remember meeting your sister. Your sister died in 2005.
You are the first person to ever say that. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started creating the song,
uh-huh.
I had my sister in mind from the making of the song, but I didn't want to make it something that I felt I couldn't perform or react to, because I felt like if I would have made that song about her, it would be so hard for me to
get through
continuously
it.
Perform it and get through it that I was just like, I don't know if I really want to go there.
But the song makes you feel good though, Nelly.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I know you were very close to Jackie. You were very close. Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. I mean, again, that was one
Just
of the things when I said,
yeah,
that was one of the things that I mentioned when I said, you know, you go through things in life and, you know, you have to kind of fight through it and kind of put certain things in perspective, because that was one of the issues that I felt like. And that's probably why I was so upset with the Spellman situation at hand, because I just felt like those guys were doing it for publicity, and I was doing it to trying to save her life.
Yeah.
You know,
well, Nelly
and
is
balance.
Back. Nelly is back with 5.0, and it was in the paper that you and Ashanti, I'm hoping you and Ashanti are together. I would totally approve. I don't know if I would sit on the bride's side or the groom's side. Anything you want to say about you and Ashanti?
We're very good friends.
Okay. And Nelly, you and I are very good friends too.
Yeah
I said it.
Exactly.
Thank you, Nelly. 5.0, Nelly's song is in the stores now. A new online poll asks, if you had to choose between giving up sex or the internet, which one would you choose, Nelly? You can ask first, and then I'll ask the favorite listeners.
Internet would go pretty quick.
Guess what percentage of the women answered yes to the question, and what do you find most addictive about the internet? Call me, favorite listeners. Our number is 888-442-9535. Taking a break. I'll be back in a sec. Thank you.